It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A Russian airstrike targeted and hit a maternity hospital in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Wednesday, killing three people and wounding at least 17. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the airstrike an atrocity and tweeted that there were people, children, under the wreckage. The World Health Organization said it has verified 18 attacks on health facilities, health workers, and ambulances since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 weeks ago. This latest attack came as Western governments warned that Russia was preparing to escalate its attacks on Ukrainian cities, hoping to give thousands of civilians the chance to flee several cities, including Mariupol in the south, and heavily bombarded towns around Kyiv. But on Thursday morning, we awoke to reports that the Russians were bombing one of those so-called humanitarian corridors, filled with people just trying to escape the brutal attack from the Russians. As for diplomacy, the foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine met in Turkey on Thursday in the first high-level talks since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 weeks ago. But the talks began as Russia was intensifying its shelling of Ukrainian cities and accusing the U.S. of waging economic war with its sanctions. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba spoke for about an hour and a half, but reportedly made no progress on establishing a ceasefire or safe passage for civilians trying to flee. It seems there are other decision makers on this matter in Russia, Kuleba said, suggesting that Lavrov was not in a position to broker the ceasefire personally. There's also growing concern about the site of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. On Wednesday, Ukraine said that electricity had been cut off at the plant, creating the danger of a radiation leak. A high-voltage power line was damaged in the fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces, disconnecting the now out-of-commission plant from the national power grid. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said it detected no critical impact on security. Phew. So he dodged that huge bullet, but really only temporarily. Ukraine is demanding a ceasefire so repairs could be made, saying that radiation could be released if power isn't available to cool the spent nuclear fuel stored there. Remember, Chernobyl is the scene of the world's worst nuclear accident in 1986. Foreign Minister Kuleba said that reserve diesel generators could keep the power on for 48 hours. So we got that going for us. Meanwhile, Russia's economy is collapsing. They face imminent risk of defaulting on its debts as Western sanctions imposed kick in, and the Ukrainian invasion has derailed Putin's access to the money that Russia needs to make its payments. Russia's credit on Wednesday was downgraded to C or junk status, and Fitch Ratings warned investors that Moscow was getting perilously close to being unable to make payments to its creditors. So the downgrades serve as a warning to investors to stay away and avoid being affected by the sanctions, but a likely default would have far broader consequences, making risk-tolerant lenders reluctant to provide the high-risk loans developing international markets depend on. Russia's dictator, Putin, could force lenders in some countries to accept payment in rubles, but that could further devalue the Russian currency, which is now worth less than a U.S. penny. Well, so much for ongoing COVID relief, but at least the government won't be shutting down tomorrow. The House on Wednesday passed a massive $1.5 trillion spending bill after Democrats removed $15.6 billion in emergency pandemic response aid. President Biden wanted it, but the Republicans opposed the funding. The bill does include $13.6 billion in aid to Ukraine and U.S. allies in Europe, both parties claiming partial victories. Democrats got a $46 billion increase in domestic spending. Republicans got extra defense spending. Some Democrats were upset about the removal of the pandemic funding, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the compromise was necessary to get the deal done on time to prevent government agencies from running out of money on Friday and shutting down. Senate approval is expected by the end of the week. Meanwhile, the House also passed a short-term funding measure to keep the government funded past Friday night, just in case. That's meant to give the larger spending package time to pass the Senate, which is unlikely to happen by Friday. Well, another update from Florida, where Republicans handed the governor another legislative victory on Wednesday when they approved creating a standalone election police force designed to crack down on voter fraud, of which there is zero evidence in Florida. DeSantis proposed the special unit to tackle election crimes as he came under pressure from some Republicans to do a full-blown audit of the 2020 election, even though the former guy had little trouble winning the state and there were no widespread issues with fraudulent voting. Fascism. Here we come. And finally, on Sunday, people in most parts of the country will set their clocks ahead 1 hour, spring forward, so it'll stay lighter later. A temporary seasonal change that'll fall back on November 6th. But more than 40 states, including Maryland, are considering ending the time warp. The House Energy and Commerce Committee's Subcommittee on Consumer Protection on Wednesday debated whether to end the spring forward and fall back daylight savings policy, citing the health effects of shifting the clock twice a year. Most agreed that it was about time. Nearly two-thirds of Americans want to stop the clock change, according to a November 2021 Economist YouGov poll. But in the meantime, Saturday night, Sunday morning, we spring ahead again. Can I take that extra hour of sleep now? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.